on the scene. Hope showed up. Hope's on the scene. You are not by yourself. When you call on him and you feel like, God, I'm at the bottom, all the stars in the heavens light up, every one of them. They just illuminate because hope is there. We, through hope, learn comfort. We learn patience. Comfort of the scriptures might have hope. The psalmist said, I will trust in God, for my hope is in him. Hope is never losing faith in the end of the story. Hope's still there at the conclusion. In the Guinness Book of World Records, I sound like my husband. I've just lived with him too long, but not long enough, if you know what I mean. He is a statistic person. But this is really true. You can look it up for yourself. But in the Guinness Book of World Records, there were three sisters. They were triplets, actually, born in 1899. And they lived nearly to the end of the 20th century. They were three sisters. One's name was Faith Cardwell, Hope Cardwell, Charity Cardwell. They entered the Guinness Book of World Records, like I said, as the longest living triplets. Faith lived to 95 years of age. Charity died shortly thereafter, and she too was 95. I mean, just within a short time. But Hope lived to be nearly 98 years old. Faith, Hope, and Charity. True story, look it up. Hope outlived them all. There is something to be said in this analogy for that. Hope has a way of holding on to you. You may have lost your faith. You may lose your love. But hope, it's not so easy to lose if we recognize where our hope comes from. Our hope is in the Lord. Hope is the tenacious middle sister. Faith, hope, and charity. I know the Bible says the greatest is charity. We pray for faith. But today, somebody needs to realize there is hope. There is hope for you. Whatever struggle you're going through, and I will ask you if you will remember my family. I don't want to put a damper in any of this. And don't let this for you, because we have hope. My oldest sister, it's a funny thing. Her and my mom were expecting at the same time. She's 18 years older than me. And my brother pastors in Galveston. And then my other sister resides in Houston. But Barbara and myself, I'm the youngest. She's the oldest. But we have always been like joined at the hip. I don't know why. It's like she's my second mom, so to speak. And she looks just like my mother. For the world, she does. But she wanted to fly down here, and she just had her 70th birthday. So my nephew, her only child, and his wife gave her a round-trip ticket to Texas. And she flew down here 2 weeks ago yesterday, and I picked her up at the airport, and let me tell you, I feel like that man that wrote that song, I've Been Everywhere, man. I know GPS systems are a luxury, maybe, but I'm telling you, I am one of those people. If it's past left or right, you can forget it. I need one of those systems. We drove all over Dallas. We were in Dallas. We lived probably 40 minutes from the airport. Oh, no. It took me 2.5 hours. I was everywhere. I was on every loop, every street. And my husband told me, he just didn't say, I'm looking for these big green signs. He didn't say, well, this little sign over here, that's the road you take. So that's all right. But anyway, I picked her up at the airport, and she was fine for a couple days. And we went to IHOP and took her to eat, and she ate well. And after about 4 or 5 days, she just started feeling really bad. And when I saw her, I didn't like her color. I thought her color looks really bad. And I took her to the emergency room. I made her go Sunday because I tried to explain to her. I felt like her potassium was low. And I told her, I said, you're not eating much. You're not drinking. Your potassium level can drop, and it can make you collapse. You just don't realize. And sure enough, when we got to the hospital, they drew her lab work, and she had a critical low potassium. So they hung a bag of potassium up there and give her two tablets, and she took those, and then they give us two more tablets to give her for 3 days after she left. I mean, those things, if you think prenatal vitamins are big, you ought to see these things. They're something else. They remind you of half an Alka-Seltzer. They're huge. And anyway, she took those, but she just perked right up. And a week ago this past Thursday, she said, "My stomach is so sore." And I said, "Why don't you lay down on the bed? Let me just feel around, mash around on your belly a little bit." And I did. And I found this huge, right in her right side, huge mass. And I asked her, I said, "How long has that been there?" And she said, "You felt it?" And I said, "Yeah, I felt it." She said, "I didn't notice it till this morning." She'd been up going, just a little bit of weakness. Well, I took her to the emergency room last night because she started vomiting profusely. A lot of bile and all that. Anyway, the doctor, I told her, I said, "You need a CAT scan of your abdomen and pelvis." When we went in, sure enough, after the doctor examined her, that's what he ordered for her. And it did not come back good. She has cancer in her kidney, in her liver, in her pancreas. It's wrapped, looped around her bowels. It completely encases her aorta, main valve. And long story short, without a miracle, we've talked to her sister Grissom a couple times since we've been here. Without a miracle of God, I don't know that she'll make it to get back to Ohio. I don't know she'll make it the week. When we leave this evening, we just need prayer. But you know what? I have seen cancers fall off. If God did it once, he can do it again. Now, I don't know God's divine plan in all this, but she's had the Holy Ghost, she's been baptized, and she battles with her cigarettes. But I'm telling you, if there is ever a classic situation for a poster child that would say, "Please do not smoke," that would be it. I mean, it's like they can't, if they open her up, where do you start? It's everywhere. It's just one of those situations. But you know what? When we are at the wit's end, that's when hope steps out and says, "I'm here. Remember when I healed your brother of Bright's disease? Remember when I healed your sister of spinal tuberculosis and they said she'd never walk, but she ended up a missionary's wife on the foreign field?" God is our hope. Our hope rests in him. For whatever your need is today, your hope rests in the Lord. So I will pray for y'all, and you remember me and my family. Remember my sister Barbara. Call her name in prayer, because it will take hope. Without a miracle, I'm not going to have her. I don't see how she can continue like this beyond maybe even a couple weeks, if that long. That would be a miracle. But you know what? God's a miracle worker, and he's able, and we have hope today because of him. God bless you.
Okay, I really know that was for us today, and we're going to be praying for Sister Barb, and hopefully Brother Grissom, I'll get a chance to maybe visit her in the hospital. And I know you're going to be praying for Sister Hart, and I've asked her to sing that song, "I Have Hope," and then we're going to change the order maybe to a little more, you know, a little bit different order. But I feel like, why don't we reach out, and why don't you come up front, and if you just relax, let's just sing one song, let her sing that, and I want you to reach out for your needs, and if you feel like, take another sister by the hand. Then we're going to do some little songs and things for mothers, but what I'd like for you to do is reach out to one another, and she's going to sing the song, "I Have Hope," and then we're going to conclude this part with this, and let's be praying for her. Okay, can you help us out with
that? I have hope when troubles come my way. Since Jesus has come to stay, I have hope. Oh yeah, when things don't turn. It's a beautiful hope that gives me life. I have hope when troubles come my way. I have hope since Jesus has come to stay. Troubles come my way. I have hope since Jesus has come to stay. I have hope, oh yes, when things are not well with me. I have hope, it's a beautiful hope that sets me free.
Her sister Barb and brother and sister Hart, they need our prayers. They've gone to a new area. They have their struggles. I want you to pray for Jonathan and Lisa today. Pray for this situation to be resolved. I just feel there is hope here. I don't know what God has done, but He knows. And I want her to come today. But I want you to pray for this whole family. Jeremy and Angie, you know them. These are your family too, and I want you to pray for them. You know, just this one prayer today. You never know what the Lord could do. Just one prayer today. And I also pray for Barb's salvation. If the Lord chooses to take her on, or if she stays with us, we don't ever want to lose a loved one. But our heart grieves when they don't know the Lord. And the Lord, I think, gives us new beginnings, new chances. And this is a, I want you to reach out. Can you come to the middle? I want everybody, if you can't reach Sister Hart, I just want you to touch through the power of touch. And let's pray right now. Let's believe for this family. We always pray for each other. But, you know, she doesn't have a lot of support in Ennis. She doesn't have a lot of family there. And this is the minister's wife that really needs you today. And her mother passed away just a short while ago. Her dad's gone. And she needs her church family. So let's just believe the Lord to touch her, touch Brother Hart today. These are our family. Lord, we ask God for you to touch us today. Able, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, our prayer today, Lord, reach out. Lord, and touch this family, Lord. Touch Barb today. God, touch her. Our main concern is that she be right with you, Lord, that you would touch her. And we ask it in Jesus' name, that you touch her salvation situation first. Lord, we know also you're a healer of all diseases. We ask that you would come into the hospital room right now. Lord, oh God, touch her family, all of her children, or her son that's connected, and all of the family connected. Touch, Lord, her sisters. Touch her brother today, Sister Hart. Give Sister Hart some strength. Let her feel, Lord, that you will always carry her, Lord. Carry them today. Touch Brother Hart. Jeremy and Angie, Lord. Jonathan, Lord. Lisa and their children, Lord. God, we love these families, Lord, and you know all about this, Lord, and we give you, Lord, we give you this family to you today, putting them in your hands, Lord, that you are hearing and answering, God, that you will resolve some of these situations, and we ask it in your name. We love you. We reach out to our sister today, Lord, and to know, God, that you do care, Lord, you care. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Okay, Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord. We're going to ask Sister Gedry, my sister, and her daughter, they're going to come and they're going to sing. And Sister Melinda, are you handy? Will you be after them, or would you rather be last? Okay, I'm going to ask you to go next, and then Sister Marlena and Rachel after that. But don't you feel good about the Lord? We're going to have a little bit of fun now, but I'm telling you, I feel the Lord today, and I felt Him last time we had a Mother's Day a service type thing, and I feel strength in this service today. I feel like the Lord has done something. I feel like I have hope. Every time I think of Jonathan and Lisa, I know it looks dark, it looks ugly, but I have hope. I'm not going to give up my hope. And some of you, I pray for you. I have hope for your situations. I know you're walking through some dark valleys that we can't talk about right now. But I have hope. Yes. I have hope that things are going to get better. Things are going to get well with you. Okay, we're going to ask, I don't know if they're handy here, Sister Gedry, if you'll come ahead, you and Amanda. And we're going to change it now. We'll bring some tears of laughter, maybe. They like to be little show-offs. You can't
come
see.
On, baby britches. My baby can't see. How are y'all today? We have a song that we want to dedicate to all the mothers for Mother's Day. And we've been traveling everywhere, Sister Debbie, Sister Hart. We've been that song. I've been everywhere. I think we wrote that song. And we're just going to sing this song in honor of every mother, every to-be mother, Cherie. Did I mention that anyway?
Who's that yellow lady in the yellow?
I think that's a little songbird. Anyways, we're going to sing this song, and y'all can get autographs afterwards. My dear, wonderful Pumpkinhead,
you're short,
daughter, she wrote this song, and you can get copyrights if you want. And we're going to sing it together, this song. You want to say anything?
You're short.
And
your
glasses
are falling off.
I forgot to say, I want to thank my mom for making this all possible. If it weren't for her, duh, I wouldn't be here today. And Sister Grissom, she got here before I did. She pushed and shoved. She's always been that way. Anyways, I just want to thank Mom. Hi, Mom, wherever you are, for all the... I'm going to get teary-eyed. Anyways, we're going to sing a song. Okay, we've practiced once or twice. You ready?
No.
You might recognize the tune. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And the one and the two and the three.
I love you, you love me. We're a bunch of bubblies with a great big
hug
and a kiss. Don't you dare kiss me.
From me to you. And what's the rest?
I love you, you love me. We're a bunch of needlies with a hug.
Great big, sorry. Hug and a
kiss from me to you. I forgot the rest. Okay, I think we're done. Are we done?
Happy Mother's Day.
It goes to music, but I don't have it, so that's okay, because I can't sing it as fast as the music needs to be. But y'all probably, some of you that have emailed probably have heard it. It's the mom song, and it's done to the William Tell overture that goes dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, whatever, I don't remember now, but no, I'm up here. So I'm just going to sing it as fast as I can. And I was trying to get the projector on so I could play it for you, but I can't get it to come on. So here we go. It's just called the Mom Song. Get up now, get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you got to feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Please remember the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3 today. Don't forget your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel too slowly, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back here, did you wash behind your ears? Play outside, don't play rough, would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare, get along. Don't make me come down there, clean your room, fold your clothes, put yourself away. Make your bed, do it now, do we have all day? Were you born in a barn, would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? It's 10 o'clock, get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down, no texting at the table. No more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod if you don't listen up. Where are you going and with whom and what time do you think you're coming home? Saying thank you, please excuse me, makes you welcome everywhere you roam. You'll appreciate my wisdom someday older when you're grown. Can't wait till you have a couple little children of your own. You'll thank me for the counsel I gave you so willingly. But right now, I thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew, would appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an egg at the door, don't get smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, or I'll count to three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD. Get a dose of I don't care who started it. You're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. And if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I've said it once, I've said at least 1,000 times before that you're too old to act this way. It must be your father's DNA. Look at me when I am talking, stand up straight, and when you walk a place for everything, and everything must be in place. Stop crying or I'll give you something real to cry about. Oh! Brush your teeth, wash your face, get your PJs on, get in bed, get a hug, say a prayer with Mom. Don't forget, I love you. And tomorrow we will do this all again because a mom's work never ends. You don't need a reason why. Because. I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom. Ta-da!
Didn't you love that one? Yes. We'll have to get a copy of that. That was cute. That was awesome. Well, we decided to go next because we want to probably end on a more serious note. So we're going to say Marlena, Sister Marlena and Rachel, and they'll try to redeem this mess that we're making of it right now so that we can kind of leave with a little happier note or whatever, but we'll change gears at the end again. Okay, we'll use those mics, and I don't know my part very well, so Cherie's going to have to carry me.
Right
there. Uh-oh. Can anybody take the words?
They're
anywhere? Here, I bet. Oh,
they're
there. Thank you.
Here they are.
Here they are.
Got them, yeah.
Do you need us to hold yours?
I got it.
Okay. Can you... Oh, you know how to do that.
Oh, Okay, testing. Let's see, you got yours going.
Mm-hmm. All set.
I got something that I wanna say about this friend of mine who steals all of my hairspray. She's here today at this Mother's Day soiree. My mom, talking about my mom. My mom, well, she's a coffee nut who constantly worries, and she makes me eat all of my carrots and peas. When my dog has fleas, she tells me to bathe her, please. Oh, my mom, talking about my mom. My mom.
There are so many times that she's lost my key. Took her to third grade to learn her ABC. There is no guarantee, but even the we disagree, she's my girl, talking about my girl, oh my girl. Teaching her to drive was something I didn't like, and today I'm afraid that she'll hog the mic. I'd make her take a hike, but sometimes we're so alike. My girl, talking about my girl, oh, my girl.
She gives me hope and cheer when my skies are so gray,
and she makes me laugh each and every day. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl,
talking about
my girl,
my mom,
my girl,
my
girl. Okay, we saved the best for last, unless we have someone else. Do we have another mother-daughter team, mother-sister team? Okay, Sister Marlena and Sister Rachel. Do you need somebody to play for y'all? Okay.
Thank you.
get you a mic. I think testing. Testing. I think that one doesn't work. This one. Get it over there.
Well, kind of how Sister Debbie was saying that there's always hope. The reality is that when we walk with the Lord, it definitely changes our life around, and that's what this song is talking about. Once my life was filled with deep despair, many were the rain clouds hanging there. I dreaded each tomorrow, I knew they'd bring me sorrow. Had a troubled heart, a burdened soul. But when I found Jesus, one day I found the Savior. When I found Jesus, I asked him to forgive. Now no more rain clouds, for he gave my heart a rainbow. When I found Jesus, I just began to live. Things I started out in life to gain, things I thought would bring me wealth and fame, the only thing they brought when I had reached my goal, just a troubled heart, a burdened soul. But when I found Jesus, one day I found a Savior. When I found Jesus, I asked him to forgive. Now no more rain clouds, for he gave my heart a rainbow. Yes, when I found Jesus, I just began to live. Yes, when I found Jesus, I just began to live.
Awesome.
Well, now we're going to make a fast announcement. We're getting ready to eat. I'm going to have some dessert. I hope you have room for it. Just want to let you know that Sunday we're going to be making announcements about a bake sale, and we're going to have a meeting Sunday night after church with Sister Sharon, Sister Lottie. They're going to help us with some ideas about the bake sale. And if you could come, that would be very helpful, because we are raising money to help continue to fix up our church and do projects around that take a little bit of money. We need money for flooring and different things. So we're going to have a bake sale, and we want you all to participate. If you maybe can't help us bake, maybe you can help with a donation or with the work or something. There's always a place for you. And I'm going to take our baskets to the kitchen, our mother's offering. Not mothers, let me get off the mothers, you know, but Tupelo Children and our love offerings for our monthly pledges. You may not have it at this time because we know you spent your money eating, and we wanted you to have that. We wanted you to have that day. So if you have a little extra, we're going to let you put it in. If you don't, we're going to excuse you till next month, and then you can see if you have money then. And the Lord will bless you if you have it to give. Not, you maybe can help in another way, but we want to thank everybody for being here today. Our guests, we're so happy to have you. We're happy to have Brother Troy's mother with us today. It's a Sister Annette. And I'm happy to have all of y'all, and my sister, Sister Gidry. That's a big treat. We've not ever been together this many times at Mother's Day, and Amanda and Cherie. Big blessing to have Cherie. She flew in just for this event, and I'm really grateful. And one day, yeah, let's clap for them. One day I'll celebrate with y'all, and I think maybe next year I'll try to plan to be with my mother, Lord willing, for a Mother's Day. I might have to surprise her or something. But anyway, that would be okay, wouldn't it? And y'all would carry on. Sister Glenda has an announcement. Okay, and if there's not any more announcements or further ado, we want to thank Sister Sharon. I believe she's responsible for making all of our desserts. And we want to thank Sister Melinda for having this cute idea of mother-daughter singing. And thank y'all for coming, everybody, for Sister Annie. We appreciate her so much. Let's thank everybody. Okay. Thank you. So y'all go back and enjoy some dessert in our new little area that we're remodeling. Thank you.